Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Seems end of the morning now, 7:48 here on a Monday. Well, I know I'm supposed to do three big things, but I can't find it. Here we go. Three big things now.
Three.
Boy, vacation time. What is this? Oh. Three big things. Nationwide gasoline prices dropping down 11 cents over 2 weeks.
Two.
Wichita named All-America's City for a fifth time.
One.
Drivers sought after Sedgwick County deputy dragged during traffic stop and injured. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
In traffic this morning, we've got a stalled out vehicle causing a potential traffic hazard. This is eastbound on Kellogg, right around Oliver. Watch for a slowdown there. Starting to see some slow traffic between Meridian and Seneca on Kellogg as well. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 84 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 66. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 90. Now partly cloudy. Northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And 62 degrees. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A woman visiting Los Angeles from Houston was stunned to see a rat fall on her table at a Buffalo Wild Wings. CBS Los Angeles reports. Alicia Norman says she was celebrating her birthday at the Westchester area restaurant Thursday and watching the Women's World Cup when it happened. She says it was disgusting. It was still alive. Its heart was still beating.
Oh,
diners were in shock. Waitress stood aside as the manager picked up the rat with two plates and bagged it.
Oh.
Manager later blamed the rat on nearby construction, and the location was closed for proper remediation, cleansing, and sanitation.
Remediation. That's
franchise
funny.
Said. Oh, by the way, Norman's meal was comped. She didn't have to pay for it.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, if you can eat after seeing a live rat fall on your table in front of you. Hmm. All right. Do your work habits put you at a higher risk for several medical issues?
This is House Call for Health. Workaholics, listen up. A new study finds that people who put in lots of 10-hour workdays are at a higher risk of suffering a stroke. Researchers in France looked at the work habits of more than 140,000 people. They found that people who spend excessive time on the job had a 29% higher risk of a stroke, and those who worked long hours for 10 years or longer, their stroke risk was 45% higher. But what's considered long hours? According to the researchers, 10-hour days at least 50 days a year. Another surprise finding, the connection between long workdays and stroke risk was higher for people under the age of 50. The study was published in the journal Stroke. Health experts say this study doesn't mean you should quit your job or only work part-time, but they say it's always a good idea to develop a healthy work-life balance. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Wall Street finished a record-setting week on a downbeat note Friday after a late flurry of selling nudged stocks lower, ending the market's four-day winning streak. Even with the modest losses, the market delivered its third straight weekly gain, with the benchmark S&P 500 index hovering just below its record high close Thursday. The S&P closed down 3 points, the Dow down 34, the Nasdaq lost 19. Steve and Ted in the morning now. New lodgings coming near the airport. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Welcome back, Steve.
Thank
Developers
you.
Planning a new hotel by Eisenhower Airport. Wichita City Council tomorrow will consider a land agreement with Wichita Eisenhower Hotel LLC. The building would go north of the existing Hampton Inn and Suites at 7230 West Harry. Mitesh Patel was part of the team to develop the Hampton Inn. He's also in the new hotel development group. No word yet on the brand for the property. Unemployment at Wichita statewide remains very low. Latest numbers from the Kansas Department of Labor show that Wichita's rate 3.5%, same as the Kansas rate. Wichita has the highest unemployment rate of the state's metro areas, Manhattan lowest 2.8%. Average monthly job growth in the state about 2,100 workers. The Wichita Business Journal has published a new business pulse survey. We're asking what excites you most about the things that are happening in downtown Wichita. Answers include Knobsker Park development, the Spaghetti Warehouse deal, new baseball stadium, Fidelity Bank's new building, the new building at Douglas and Emporia, or the Kansas Health Science Center, that's the new med school. Take our survey, WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Don't know if you caught our conversation with the mayor, Mayor Jeff Longwell, a few minutes ago about Wichita being named All-America City again.
All-America City, yep.
That'd be good for you. Just a feather in the cap, something to show off and brag a little bit about, I guess. But yeah, all in all, a neat deal. I remember the first time Wichita was named an All-America City back in 1961. I was an apple-cheeked boy in those days, as you know, and it was a big deal then. It sure was.
Big full head of hair back then.
Not really. I've never had a real good. No, I'm not going to talk about my hairstyle. Right?
Okay. Is there a bunch of cash that comes with this prize from All-America City?
No, but I know. It's just a way to brag and be proud of your city. Okay.
Okay.
I made a grievous error this morning earlier. I just made such a big error, and one of my friends emailed me to point it out.
Uh-oh.
My good friend Joyce, who never misses an opportunity to correct me on anything. I've known her since high school. Her husband points out that I was talking about Buckos, as it's this big rest stop area down in Texas. It's Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's,
yeah.
Right.
You've been through there?
We never fail to stop at Buc-ee's by the Speedway on the I-35.
Oh, yeah. West. 75 gas pumps. You know, you can buy champagne in there. How about that?
It's a lot of fun. It's like Walmart on steroids.
That's exactly how I
on the highway.
Did you just come up with it? Because that's exactly how I described it.
Yeah.
It is Walmart on steroids. How about that?
Yeah. It's huge.
Buc-ee's. By the way, I was in College Station over the weekend and stopped in and saw my in-laws, my niece, my nephews. And
did you eat at the restaurant?
I did. Cafe XL there, which was my nephews run that place. And had a great meal there with the family. We just had a great time just for a day or so in College Station to see our family. But
good deal. My daughters are down there now. They're visiting along with a couple of cousins. They're visiting Shay down there.
Well, good. Good to hear.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have the latest on the fatal shooting of a police officer in St. Louis. Ted has sports this morning.
We have a winner at the Wichita Open.
Well, do we?
And we'll be getting in touch with Mike Kennedy, and he'll fill us in on the latest from Crestview Country Club coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way, Ted.
Sure do. We'll catch you up on the box office results from the weekend and some other items, and we'll get you fixed up. And we've got Guns N' Roses tickets to give away in the 8 o'clock hour, too. So stay tuned for that.
And traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.